If you are a graduate student, you may depend on your advisor for many things, including help with improving grades, acquiring financial support, forming an examining committee, and getting letters of recommendation. If you are a graduate teaching assistant, your advisor also may be your boss. Academic departments vary in their procedures for assigning academic advisors to graduate students. In some departments, either the chairman or the director of graduate studies serves for at least the first semester as a new student advisor. Then the student selects an advisor based on shared academic interests. In other departments, a new student is assigned a faculty advisor based on some system of distribution of the department's advising load. Later, students may have the opportunity of selecting the advisor that they prefer. In any case, new graduate students can learn who their advisors or temporary advisors are by visiting or emailing the departmental office and asking for the information. Graduation requirements specify the number of credits you must earn, the minimum grade point average you must achieve, and the distribution of credits you must have from among differing departments or fields of study. In addition, it is necessary to apply for graduation when you near the time that you will be completing your graduation requirements. Since graduation requirements vary among divisions of the university, you should consult the Bulletin of Information. You should also direct your questions to your departmental office or academic advisor.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the speaker say about the procedures for assigning academic advisors? Question 20. How can new graduate students learn who their advisors are? Question 21. What does the speaker say about graduation requirements?